Hi there! Welcome to Lighthouse Christian Fellowship. We are a soul-winning ministry who seeks to equip and disciple people to do the Great Commission. May this message breathe hope and life to your soul. If you haven't already, kindly share this to your family and friends on social media. Today's weekly message will be shared by Pastor Lathur Badoy. Be blessed!
The message of the Lord for us today is entitled, From Sadness to Joy. Can we say that together? From sadness to joy. Louder, please. From sadness to joy. I don't know ano yung sitwasyon mo ngayon. I don't know ano yung emotional state mo ngayon. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know if you're crying on the inside, trying to smile on the outside, but crying on the inside. I don't know. But whatever your situation is, there is a message from the Lord. And please understand, the Word of God is life. And power, okay? So when you receive the Word of God and you accept it, it's like a seed na natanim sa puso mo, sa buhay mo, and tutubo siya mabilis, especially as you water it with faith and with obedience. So let's go through this. The Lord wants you to be joyful. Can you look at someone beside you and tell that person, the Lord wants you to be joyful. Amen. Gusto ni Lord ang mga anak niya, ang mga tagasunod niya, masaya tayo, okay? He wants us to be happy. We're not talking about being loud and, you know, cracking jokes here and there. Wala na sa lugar. Saba kayo. No, we're not talking about it. We're talking about confident people, hopeful people, happy people, okay? Yun ang gusto ni Lord for you and for me. And the Lord really, really wants to minister that to us. John 16:24, the words of Jesus. Sabi niya, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Okay, those are Jesus' words to His followers. Sabi niya, humingi kayo, and I'll give it to you. And please understand, anong sabi niya? So that your joy will be complete. Hindi niya sinabi na so that you will have a little bit of joy. You will have some joy. You know, bakit ilaw mo ginagmay nga kalipay na? He said, your joy will be complete. Inyong kalipay, mahimong tibuok. Okay? Who wants complete joy here? Amen? We want that, okay? We want joy over finances, joy in health issues, joy with family issues, joy with ministry, joy in other areas of life. Amen? It's the Lord's will for you and for me. And He tells us that the way to do that, among other things, is to ask. Okay, the enemy of our souls, the devil, wants to rob you and me of joy, but Jesus comes to give you and me abundant life. John 10:10, the thief, referring to the workers of the kingdom of darkness, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so they can have life, that's you and me. I want them to have it in the fullest possible way. So, gusto ni Lord, hindi lang papunta tayo ng langit, kundi masarap ang tulog natin. Okay, wala tayong mga kalaban na worried tayo ano pwedeng gawin sa atin. And so, God wants you and me to have abundant life, righteousness, peace, joy, and so on. The Lord wants you to be happy or joyful because joy is good for you and sadness is not good for you. Proverbs 17:22, a happy heart is like good medicine, but a broken spirit drains your strength. Di ba pag malungkot tayo, wala tayong lakas. Kaya nga, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We need the joy of God. And today, the Lord wants to put that in you, activate it in you. Kung ngayon, parang nalibing na yan, the Lord wants to bring that up once again so that you can enjoy the Christian life as it is, in fact, the will of God is for you to enjoy it. The Lord wants you to enjoy your life, not endure your life. Hindi i-endure mo lang, tinitiis mo na lang hanggang sa malangit ka. No, the Lord wants you to enjoy your life, to actually be happy living for God and serving God. Amen. All right, a consistently joyful life is not about circumstances as much as it is about an attitude. Say attitude. Okay, yung attitude po natin matters a lot. Now, we're not talking about just trying to psych yourself up or prop up your emotion. We're talking about attitude based on facts or truth. Yeah, truth of God specifically, okay? What the Bible says, what God has done, and what God will yet do, etc. A consistently joyful life is largely a matter of attitude rather than just a result of circumstances. So, kung tayo ay consistently joyful, it's not because lahat ng tao mabait sa atin, because that's not true. Hindi lahat dahil lahat ng prayers natin sinasagot kaagad. Hindi dahil lahat ng promise ng tao, lahat ng expectations natin, wala man lang kahit isa na nasasangit, na wala na tuman, o napako na pangako. No, it's because of something even better or more solid. Because our circumstances change, sometimes good, sometimes bad, you and I cannot be joyful always if the source of our joy is positive situations. Tama ba? Amen? E pag kumano ko may asungot? O may nasira, di ba minsan? Hindi anda lang kotse. Tapos yung tubig, nag-leak yung tubig sa lababo and yung bata biglang nagka-fever. You know, nawala na yung joy mo? Hindi dapat. Amen? God has a better plan than that. It's not because of the circumstances. We need a more stable source in our circumstances if we want to be consistently happy or joyful. The Lord gives you and me security in life that makes us joyful no matter what the circumstances may be. So, meron tayong solid na foundation, meron tayong solid na basis. It's not like the shaky situations natin because our health pwede maging shaky. Tama ba? Okay? Yung finances natin, pwede maging shaky. Yung mga tao, pwedeng lulubog, lilitaw. Paasa lang. Wala. Magaling mag-promise, walang ginagawa, etc. Pero si Lord gives us security and therefore we can continually, consistently be joyful. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. Rejoice always. Say always. Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances for this. That is giving thanks is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Psalm 95:1, come, let us sing with joy to the Lord. Let us give a loud shout to the rock who saves us. Okay, so if you have a joyful attitude because of the Lord, you'll be happy even when negative things happen. Okay, so yung attitude natin, so it's the anchor of the soul, sabi ng Bible. Okay, so sa ating loob, meron tayong, Jesus loves me, this I know. Therefore, kung may uyog-uyog, okay lang. Alam ko hindi ako iwanan ni Lord. Alam ko idepensahan ako ni Lord. Alam ko tutulungan ako ni Lord. Hindi ako ibibitin ni Lord sa ere. So, may security tayo kaya happy pa rin tayo. Amen? Hindi perfect ngayon, pero daanan lang natin to sa unahan, hayag gihapon. Amen? So, we can be joyful because of that. The consistently joyful life requires making and constantly renewing the decision to be joyful no matter what. So, joy is a decision. Say decision. It's not something that gina-invento mo, but it's something that dapat barugan mo, okay? Because, trials, troubles are like winds and waves. Parang bagyo yan, di ba? Pag matlakas ang hangin, malakas ang ulan, okay, pwede kang mashaken, di ba? So you just have to say, no, okay? May ulan ngayon, okay lang, pero God is still with me. Kahit nga, minsan na-realize natin, medyo meron din para tayong mga mali. At in a way, inaanin natin ang consequence ng ating mga decisions, etc. Pero God is a God of grace and mercy. He still loves us. He's still taking care of us. He will still fulfill His promise. So we just decide, I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I will keep believing. My decision is to be happy no matter what the circumstances are. Amen. Psalm 42:11, my spirit, why are you so sad? Kinakausap niya ang sarili niya. Why are you so upset deep down inside me? Put your hope in God. Once again, I will have reason to praise Him. He is my Savior and my God. And yung ganun kasing healthy self-talk, importante sa Bible yun because it's really important, okay? Yung ating reason, empowered by the Word of God, enlightened by the Word of God, should tell our ang emotion kasi natin ang mas madaling, di ba, mag-shake, di ba? Pero alam natin, sige lang, alam ko God is still with me, so this will still work out. All things work together for good, etc. So, we tell our spirit, our soul, puyo diha, salik ko sa Ginoo, He will save me. Philippians 4:4, always be joyful because you belong to the Lord. I will say it again, be joyful. Or in most translations, sanay ang iba sa atin, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Amen? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Woo! Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen? Rejoice in the Lord sometimes? No. Rejoice in the Lord always. Dahil perfect parate? No. Because si God, perfect ang love, ang power niya. Amen? And let's face it, alam mo, sige, palapakan niyo sila kung gusto niya. the truth is God is training us for godliness, and kailangan natin ng mga kusukuso din. Amen? Through this, minsan we reap our consequences. So even ako sa health ko ngayon, it's kind of humbling. I have to endure some things that are part of my diet and lifestyle that I'm changing now, okay? So it's something for me. I feel sad in a way about that, but I know God will help me. God is helping me, so it's going to be good. So I still remain happy in the Lord. Amen. All right, we don't have much time to talk about other things. Let's go straight to the application, which is how to move from sadness to joy. How to move from sadness to joy. So meron akong 10 bagay, 10 things na pag-usapan natin. And itong mga bagay nito, most of them apply to all of us. Some of them apply to specific people in specific situations, like forgive. Okay, so some of you, ako, wala akong kalaban dapat na may na nagdumot ko, na ako'y kaligot-got, so it's not applicable to me now. But down the line, it may, so I still have to listen. Amen? So you may not say, you know, you may feel, I'm okay, do I need that message? Not now. You need it, but not now. Just store it so that when nanay kusokuso, bagi umabot sa'yo mo, kabalo ko sa'yo baton. Amen? But there are people in our lives na kailangan nila ito. So alamin natin para ma-share natin sa kanila. Amen? So 10 things po. Let's begin with number 1. Arrest the sad feelings right away. Okay? So pag meron po tayong mga sad, gloomy, negative na mga feeling, waninigog man ako, maglaslas na lang ko, okay? Et cetera. I-arrest mo kaagad. Okay? You have to arrest it. Arrest it meaning stop it, put an end to it, wag mong allow na mugara na sa imong mind, sa imong emotion, kay, you know, wala na laging nagmamahal, iniwan ka na ng buong mundo, hindi ka love ng parents mo, hindi ka love na, well, arrest the sad feelings right away, okay? Do not allow it to, you know, percolate, to grow in your mind and in your heart. Fight them with the weapons and resources that God provides. Psalm 107, verse 6, then they cried out to the Lord in their distress, and the Lord delivered them from their distress. Or they cried to the Lord in their trouble, the Lord delivered them from their distress. So, si Lord po, tutulungan niya tayo. But we need to act. And in this case, meron siyang dinadaanan at inarrest na kaagad yun. Amen? Huwag mong i-allow na lumaki yan sa'yo. Lalamunin ka niyan. Pwede. Pwede ka malumos diha sa iyong depression. Okay? So, don't allow that. Arrest it right away. Amen? Put an end to it. Do something so that it will not continue. Amen? Amen. Number 2, go to the presence of God. Go to the presence of God. So, importante ho masyado that we do this. Okay? Now, to the presence of God can be through prayer, through worship, through reading the Word of God. It can also be through asking someone to pray for you. You see, God lives among us. God lives in our brothers and sisters, our pastors, our leaders. So when we ask them to pray for us, when we tell them our problems, that's also going to the presence of God. Amen? Our leaders are not God. Our pastors are not God. But they carry the presence of God. They can release the Word of God. So, matulungan po tayo, okay? Let's make that our go-to place, okay? Psalm 32:7, you are my hiding place. Okay, Lord, you will protect me from trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. And then Psalm 16:11, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Ang problema natin ng marami sa atin, pag meron tayong mga problema, nalulungkot tayo, we go to the wrong places. Social media, alcohol, drugs, pornography, barkada, etc. Okay, iba mag-shopping tayo, binging, puslan man nga, lonely, whatever, obisayosong katong kaonon, nga mga bawal. Una, ang problema, balagot ka. Pagkasunod, ang sunod problema mo, mataas na ang blood pressure mo, or whatever. So, lumipat lang yung problema mo from one form to another. No, the presence of God is strong, it's powerful, it's able to help us, and it's clean, and wala siyang negative na consequence. So, lapit tayo sa presence ni Lord. Amen? Amen. Palapakan natin si Lord. Thank you, Lord. Number 3, slow down, relax, do something you enjoy. Okay? So some of us are sad because we're masyado tayong stressed out na. Sobrang tayo ka busy. sobra tayo ka, you know, masyado na tayong overcommitted, masyado na tayong masyadong mabigat na pinapasan natin, sobrang bilis na ng takbo ng buhay, hindi tayo kahalos kaginhawa, kapahulay, etc. So sometimes the right thing to do is to slow down, relax, and do something you enjoy. And I tell you, I need to preach this to myself, okay? Because sometimes, nahihirapan akong gawin yan, but kailangan natin gawin yan, okay? We need to do that. Slow down, okay, and enjoy life and relax. So rearrange your schedule, postpone some not so urgent tasks, delegate some tasks so you can free up some time to regain some strength to win over the things that bring sadness in your life, okay? So go alone, go somewhere alone, play some good music, watch a good clean movie, you know, eat something you enjoy, etc. So yun po ang gawin natin, okay? Minsan, no, our problems are actually just so shallow. Kailangan lang ng konting pahinga, konting enjoy, konting time to, you know, parang de-stress in a good, godly way, not in a wrong way, okay? And we will be okay. In 1 Kings 17, 18, and 19, there's a story, dramatic story of Elijah the prophet. Imagine mo ang nangyari kay Elijah. Great victory over the prophets of Baal, the prophets of Asherah. Great revival in the nation, 1 Kings chapter 18. Pagdating sa 1 Kings chapter 19, dahil sobrang exhausted siya, drained na drained siya, i-threatened siya ng evil Queen Jezebel, natakot siya, tumakbo siya ng malayo, nang abroad siya sa may Saudi Arabia, nanago siya dito kay nahadlock siya, patyon siya sa Raina, okay? And so, it was a very low moment for him. But notice what God did. 1 Kings 19:5. Then he, as Elijah the prophet, lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him. The angel was sent by God, okay? And said, get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals in a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then lay down again. Tulog siya balik. Then the angel of the Lord, sent by God, came back a second time and touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. Nakapoy kayo ka. So he got up and ate and drank, and a bit of food. He traveled 40 days, etc. So, ano ang solusyon sa kanya? Hindi kailangan ng prayer and fasting. Hindi kailangan ng mahabang counseling. Although minsan kailangan natin yan. Kailangan lang niya matulog at kumain. Okay? And sometimes, for some of us, yun lang ang kailangan natin. Go away, rest, you know, shut yourself up, and then eat some good food. Okay? What's a good movie? Yun lang. Tulog ulit. Pag-isip mo, devotional prayer, you're good. Amen? Masaya ka na ulit. So, practical naman, gawin na natin yung mga kailangan natin at makatulong sa atin. Amen. Number four, believe in the promises of God again. Believe in the promises of God again. Sometimes, we feel really, really sad kasi nawalan na tayo ng pag-asa. Pinaasa kasi tayo. But anyway, you know, so we need to just say, Lord, alam ko, disappointed masyado ako sa health ko. Lord, disappointed ako masyado, Lord God, sa finances ko. Disappointed ako sa disciples, Lord. Disappointed ako, Lord, sa asawa ko, sa anak ko, etc. But Lord, help me, God. I don't want to give up. I want to believe in you again that your beautiful plans will still happen. Amen? Some of you, meron kayong inasahan ng romantic relationship, a financial breakthrough. Hindi nangyari, surrender na kayo, sad na kayo, nag-emote na kayo, okay? But to move from sadness to joy, believe in the promises of God again. You will see, meet the special man or woman for you. You will still have the happy marriage you have dreamed of or the happy family. You will still improve financially until you reach financial sufficiency and stability. Gaganda at ang buhay mo at mga promise nyo na mangyayari pa rin. Believe in the promises of God again. Amen? Magtiwala kay Lord. Huwag magduda. Huwag mag-give up. Amen? Malapakan natin si Lord. Thank you, God. We can tell more about that, but we don't have time. Hebrews 6:11, we want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end so that what you hope for may be fully realized. Mangyayari fully, hindi partially. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised. Okay, so, ma-inherit. In short, ang isaan ni Lord, may tabo kihapon. Magbinyo lagi ka. Magkapamilya lagi ka, magka-anak lagi ka, magka-financial breakthrough lagi ka, magka-graduate lagi ka, pasa lagi ka sa board exam, makabalay lagi ka, etc. Mahitabo na tanan, masave lagi yung family members, etc. Because God's promises will not fail. Amen? But you have to believe, believe, believe. And kung nawala na yung faith, then you have to believe again. Tell someone, believe again. Amen. Number five, connect with joyful and positive people. Connect with joyful and positive people. So, alam mo, when you're feeling really sad, you know, you need a little bit of a transfer of joy. Pero, kung ang mga friends mo, napaka-negative din. Leal ang matatransfer sa'yo. Pag sabi mo, parang wala namang pag-asa. Oo nga, parang wala ka ng pag-asa. Mag-hikog na lang ka, di ba? Pero if you have joyful, positive people in your life, maganda yun kasi they transfer to you, they share their joy to you, and you become joyful as a result, okay? If you want to live a consistently joyful life, you need to build relationships with joyful and positive people, okay? So you need to invest more time in your family, you need to invest more time with friends, and don't forget the spirit of family, okay? And so we're trying to develop life groups, connections, friendships, etc. Life-giving life groups are great places to connect with joyful and positive people. So, kailangan nun natin ito, okay? So, dito po sa Lighthouse, by the grace of God, we are really working very hard to have strong life groups. So, by this time, we probably have something around 350 life groups meeting in various places, various times, having different kinds of people, young people, you know, older people, women, men, sa campus, sa coffee shop, sa bahay, sa boarding house, sa company, yun. So anyway, importante po that we have joyful and positive people around us. Amen? Para pag na-emo tayo, they will say, drama-drama niya. Uy, okay lang ka, God will help you. Okay, so, you know, the transfer sa'yo, yung hope nila, etc. And you become hopeful as well. If you're actively involved in a life group, you're blessed because you have a support system made up of joyful and positive people. If you're a life group member but are not active, why don't you increase your participation? It's an investment that will result to great gains. So, ako po in my Christian journey, like I told you before, I was not always a pastor, di ba? So, I was an accountant, an auditor, a university instructor before I became a pastor. So, alam ko both sides. I know what it is to go to a traditional church, to go to a church na may life group, etc. I alam ko yun. And I can tell you, yung life group, napakaganda niyan. Okay? Please join a life group. Please be active in a life group because it really helps you, especially kung sad ka or down ka, may tutulong sa it's an investment that will result to great gains. Okay? If you are not part of a life group, I strongly encourage you to join one. Approach me, Pastor Leia, Network Overseers, some of your friends here. We have a church office number on the newsletter. Okay? You need people, and they will be willing to help you so that you will have the joy of the Lord na gusto ni Lord ma-enjoy mo araw-araw. Amen? Amen. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 12, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Okay, so kailangan natin ng friendship, joyful people. Sali po tayo sa life group. Grabbing blessing ang life group. I tell you, amazing, amazing. Libre pa, okay? And it's gonna be very, very helpful and necessary when we go through storms and difficulties. Amen. Number six, give joy, make other people happy. Okay? So, pag hindi ka masaya, okay, pasayahan mo ang ibang tao. Yung nanay mo na matagal man din na bisita, yung lola mo, yung tatay mo, or someone in need. Kilala mo na may ginag-go through. Puntahan mo, dala mo ng pagkain, abutan mo ng pera, tawagan mo, i-chat mo, whatever. Make people happy. Okay? Because when you plant happiness in others' lives, the Bible says, you will reap what you sow. Anihin mo anong tinatanim mo. Nagtanim ka ng happiness, yon din ang dadating sa'yo. Amen? And so, when you are sad, think of how you can make others happy. Lonely people, sick people, financially needy people, spiritually needy people. Okay, Galatians 6:7, a person reaps what he sows. Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Amen. And alam mo po, this is something si Pastor Leia, I really appreciate sa kanya. She really loves to make other people happy. Iniisip nga parate yan nung pwedeng gawin. Kaya I really believe, grabe din yung happiness niya kasi magaling siya magpasaya ng iba. Amen? Make others happy and you will be happy. Amen? Tell someone, make others happy and you will be happy. Amen. Sowing and reaping po yan, planting and harvesting. Number 7, forgive the people who have hurt you. Okay? Forgive the people who have hurt you. So kung may mga tao nakasakit po sa atin, then patawarin po natin sila. Because if we don't, tayo ho ay magiging malungkot at miserable. People can make us happy, but they can also make us sad. How we respond to what happens to us, however, determines whether we will live consistently happy lives or whether we'll be victims of our own circumstances. Many times our sadness involves some anger or hatred towards someone. Unforgiveness steals our joy in a big-time way. It's almost a sure formula for misery. Pag alam niyo po, pag hindi tayo marunong mapatawad, halos sinisintensyahan natin ang sarili natin na maging miserable tayo. Siya, happy lang siya. Gapasyal-pasyal lang siya. Kaon-kaon lang siya. Sa ikaw, ikaw miserable ka. No, let's not do that. Okay? On the other hand, forgiving others pleases God and opens the way for us to receive God's favor and blessing. There is joy in forgiving others for Christ's sake. God wants you to forgive those who have hurt you. This is a heart attitude. Even if they don't apologize, forgive them in your heart. That means that you don't count their offense against them any longer. Okay? So, ikaw ang ibang, dapat sa imong heart, okay? First, you want to honor God. But secondly, you want to be happy. So, what will you do? Obey God, forgive. What if hindi siya nag-sorry, Pastor? Bakit parang wala siya pakialam? Parang saya-saya niya, nasasaktan ako. Sige lang, pabayaan mo na siya. Ang problema ngayon, nag-suffer ka, na-dishonor mo si God, okay? So, ang kailangan mong gawin, i-honor mo si God, patawarin mo yung taong nagkasala sa'yo, and then you will be happy. Amen. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And this is something many of us know. For others, medyo baka bagong concept to sa'yo. I promise you, personal experience ko sa iba, pag tayo nagpatawad, tayo ang panalo. Amen? Kasi prison ho ang unforgiveness is a prison. Bitterness is a prison. Napo-poison ka. So, okay lang siya. Tayo napo-poison. So, tama na po yung suffering natin. Magpatawad na po tayo. In the Bible, there is a classic story of a man named Joseph. We can read the story in Genesis chapters 37 to 50. Betrayed by, jealous ang mga kapatid niya, betrayed siya. They sold him as a slave. He worked in a foreign land as a slave. He was falsely accused of wrongdoing, imprisoned, kahit hindi siya guilty. And so, nakalimutan siya, nag-promise sa kanya na tulungan siyang makalabas sa preso. So, grabing dinaanan niya. And not just for 1 month, 2 years, 10 years, longer than that. Pero anong nangyari? Nagpatawad siya. Hindi pa lumapit ang mga kapatid niya sa loob niya. Natanggap din niya, may God is in control. God is working out His plan. I will not be bitter. I will forgive. Amen? And pinatawad niya, okay? And so because of that, the Lord, you know, set him free with much joy and the Lord promoted him. It's still like a mystery to me that Joseph was not the eldest, neither was he the youngest, neither was he this or that, but he became the firstborn of the nation of Israel, okay? Kaya of the 12 tribes, naging dalawa, Ephraim and Manasseh, two. Firstborn means two shares, okay? He became the foremost of them all, ng magkapatid, because among other things, I think he showed by his response, natuto siyang magpatawad, nagpatawad siya, at sumaya ang buhay niya at napromote pa siya. Amen. Number 8, do what God wants. Do what God wants or obey God. Alam niyo po, when we are disobeying God, may lungkot sa atin. Let's face it, may konsyensya tayo. Hopefully, meron pa, di ba? Meron tayong Holy Spirit, so nagigilty tayo sa mga mali. Meron tayong discomfort na baka nabisto na ako or whatever, or baka biglang pumutok ito, whatever. But when we are obeying God, we're repenting of our sins, we're making right what's wrong, we're changing as the Lord helps us, then ang happiness natin bumabalik. Okay? So kung merong mali, may kasalanan, may compromise, iwanan na po natin. Amen. If you are into ungodly relationships, surrender those relationships to the Lord. If you have secret destructive habits, gambling, drugs, pornography, etc., give them up with the help of the Lord. Obedience brings joy and peace. Sabi nga ng Matthew 19:17, sabi ni Jesus, if you want to enter into life, you want to have eternal life, obey the commandments or do what God wants. So as a pastor po, I'm a counselor. I counsel people, kumbaga halos everyday yan, okay? And I can tell you, ang mga misery po natin happens when we go out of the will of God. When we don't trust or we don't obey. Diyan nang wala yan kasimple, okay? Pag tayo ay babalik kay Lord, doon po bumabalik din ang joy natin. Kaya nga yung prodigal son, okay naman ang buhay niya sana. Pero dahil nagrebelde siya, pumangit ang buhay niya. Nung na-realize na, ay, bakit ganito ang buhay ko? Bumalik sa kanyang Father, representing our Father in Heaven, bumalik ulit ang saya ng buhay niya. Amen? So let's just come back to God. Let's make the wrong things right, and God will restore our joy. And everyone said, amen. Palapakan natin si Lord. The last two, and just quickly, be thankful for what you have instead of grumble about what you don't have. Okay? So, huwag tayong tingin, ala, meron na siyang bagong iPhone. Whatever. Forget it, okay? Now, please, alam ko, human nature natin yan na maingit. Kahit ako, naingit ako. Oo. Oh, ganda ng Land Cruiser niya. Bakit ang Land Cruiser ko, 1994 model. Ang kanya, 2023 model. Parang ganun, minsan naingit ka rin, pero seconds lang yon, okay? Then, oh, it's okay. I'm fine, I'm good, amen, okay? So the point is, you know, but importante po is we are, you know, content and happy. The Lord knows what we need. The Lord knows what we can take. The Lord knows na minsan pag sobrang blessed tayo, nakakalimutan natin si Lord. Amen? Minsan, it's not a good thing. We're not ready, okay? So the Lord makes sure that ready tayo. And whatever situation we have, let's be thankful. Let's not grumble, etc. Okay? Yung parents mo baka hindi expressive, pero at least may parents ka. Okay? Diba? Yung husband or wife mo, baka hindi ganun ka, you know, parang loving, pero at least may husband or my wife ka, iba wala. Okay? You may not have a dream job, pero at least may job ka. Yung matao, walang trabaho, etc. Okay? Yung bahay mo siguro, hindi ganun kaganda, pero may bahay ka. Ibang tao, walang bahay. So we just have to think and understand that the Lord has blessed us anyway, and there will be more coming if we would just have a good heart. Psalm 103, 2-5. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. So, sabi niya sa saloob niya, sa kanyang soul, masalamatan mo si Lord. God has been good to you. Amen? So, yung trabaho mo, sasakyan mo, gadgets mo, okay? Huwag ka masyadong conscious na ganito lang ako sa ganyano. Be thankful and, you know, later on, if you have a good heart and if you do what's right and all, God will bless you. Amen. A boy was, you know, was jealous sa mga sapatos ng mga friends niya. Until one time naglalakad siya, may nakita siya isang bata na walang paa. And then it dawned on him, hala, sige kung kakuan, reklamo nga, pangit ang sapatos, pero at least na ako'y tiil. Siya ay tiil. And I realized in a very childlike way, oh, I'm still blessed, so I will stop complaining. Amen? Tell someone, stop complaining. Amen. Can we have the musicians now? Number 10, simplify your life. This is the last, and then we'll pray. Simplify your life. So some of us are very, very overloaded. Okay? And again, I'm preaching to myself. So overloaded time. Masyado tayong daming pinapasan, etc., etc. Okay? So now, okay, the Lord is reminding you and the Lord is reminding me, unload tayo. Unload. Unload. Okay? So yun ang mga gagawin din. Bawas-bawas tayo. Tapos pahinga-pahinga rin ng konti, etc. Okay? So very important po that we do that. Okay? Make a stop doing list and actually stop doing some things. Okay? So, can we show that on the screen? Okay, so, meron tayong stop doing list na dapat gawin. Okay? Kumuha ka ng papel o sa kung ilagay mo, okay, ano ba yung hindi talaga kailangan dito? Okay? And then, you just have to adjust. I-trim down mo, tanggalin mo yung mga hindi kailangan. Okay? Tanggalin mo. Okay? This week, my schedule is very full. And I'm supposed to get ready for the conference in Manila. Okay? Kasi may assignment din ako mag-speak doon. Sabi ko, so, sabi kay Pastor Leia, baka ito, pwede hindi ko napuntahan tong meeting na ito. Parang kasi kung puno na yung schedule. You know, sabi ko, sometimes I preach lousy because I don't have time to study or pray, parang ganun. But anyway, yun. So whatever it is, bawas, okay? Bawas din para sumaya. Amen? Pagkasabi sa katabi mo, bawas din para sumaya. Amen? Luke 10, 41 to 42, our last verse. Martha, Martha, the Lord Jesus answered, you are worried and upset about many things. Baka worried, upset ka about many things. But few things are needed. Konti lang naman ang importante talaga. Or need only one. Mary has chosen what is better and it will not be taken away from her. Alam niyo po, when all is said and done, konti lang importante sa buhay. Your relationship with God, your love for yourself, your family, friends, serving God, yan lang importante. Ibang mga bagay, di yan ganun ka-importante. So, focus lang tayo doon. Huwag tayo masyadong conscious dito, ganyan. Huwag masyado. Let's just simplify our lives. We are happier kung masimple ang buhay natin. And everyone said, amen. Palapakan po natin si Lord. Can we all stand and let's pray together? Can you close your eyes and raise your hands? Those joining us online, will you pray with us as well? Let's come before the Lord for a few minutes of prayer. Our Father in heaven, salamat po that you love us so much. And you are reminding us, Lord, today, Lord, there's joy in the Lord. The Christian life is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So God, masaylo ang Ginoo, Lord, na ang among kinabuhi, reklamo diri, no problema dito, and we're not dealing with them the right way. We're not running to you. We're not arresting the feelings. We're talking to the wrong people. We're listening to the wrong advice. And so on. Lord, forgive us, God. Tabangin mi karon, Ginoo. Come and pray to the Lord. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon. Ayusin po namin ito. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Salamat, Lord. Salamat, Lord. Come and pray to the Lord. Surrender your life to God. Lord, help us today. If you're here on site, you're joining us online by audio and video, you've not yet surrendered your life to the Lord is calling you, balik ka sa Kanya, bigay mo buhay mo sa Kanya. Today, the Lord is telling you, kailangan mo siya, you're a sinner, you cannot save yourself, but God wants to save you. Will you come to Him and tell Him, Lord Jesus, I need you. Kailangan kita, Panginoon. Would you forgive me, God? Would you cleanse me, God? Would you heal me and set me free? I need you, God. Please forgive me, God. Please forgive me. And when you come to God, He will forgive you. Duol sa Ginoo karon, pasaloon kaniya, tabangan kaniya. Magduol nimo pagpaubos sa Ginoo. Kinahanglan ka na mo, Ginoo Jesus. Pasaloon kami karon, tabangin kami. Come and help us. Come and save us today. Lord, help us today. Salamat, Lord. Salamat, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you are blessed, changed, and encouraged. If you enjoy this podcast, please share and click the notification bell so you will be notified for every new upload. Lighthouse Christian Fellowship can now be your home church no matter where you live. Head over to our Facebook page or YouTube channel and stay connected online. God bless you. Until next time.